Flim cocked his head, making it clear he had no idea what this meant, and wouldn't care much even if he did.
You find food?
No.
Relic?
Certainly not.
Then what?
Nothing, Dadab said, feigning great exasperation. And wasting time talking with you won't help my work go any fast. The deacon doubled over as Flim shoved past, not so accidentally thrusting one of his barnacle-pitted forearms into Dadab's shrunken stomach.
Then we no talk.
Flim waddled into the control room. Dadab reached up weakly and tried to stop Flim's companions, a bow-legged ungoy named Guff and another called Tuk-Tuk, who was missing one of his eyes. But these two toadies slipped past as well, and all the deacon could do was hunch after them, taking shallow breaths to refill his lungs. Flim looked at the towers and snorted inside his mask.
I see nothing.
Dadab raised his head. To his great surprise, he saw that all the panels were back in place. Lighter than some floated innocently in the shallow pit, as if it had spent the time since its arrival doing nothing but.
And soon that's all you'll see, Dadab said, as the energy core flickered again. Fetch me another core and I'll let you help me with my work.
But Flim was shrewder than he looked.
You come with me to get core.
Dadab sighed.
Very well.
As he ushered Flim and the others back to the walkway, he signed subtly to Lighter Than Some, keep panels on. He wanted to hear the Huragok's explanation, what it had learned about the Jirohane, but any lengthy conversation would have to wait until they were alone. Lighter Than Some waited for the Ungoy's footfalls to fade. The energy core began to blink rapidly, threatening to cut out. The Huragok vented one of its sacks and sunk low. It also did not want to betray its friend's trust, but it had no choice. Quickly, it removed the central tower's highest panel and flicked one of its tentacles against the panel's bare metal inner surface. Then it turned to face one of the image recording devices it had discovered in the corners of the room.
Safe. Come out.
Lighter Than Some's signs were slow and deliberate, as they had been when it first taught the deacon the intricacies of its speech. A moment later, a little representation of an alien in a wide-brimmed hat appeared on the room's holoprojector. Lighter Than Some held out the protective panel. It waited a few moments, then signed, Now, you, show. The representation nodded its head and disappeared. The covenant glyph representing Oracle appeared in its place. Lighter Than Some released a contented bleat. When, show others. The alien appeared again. It raised its right hand and flexed four of its fingers. Morning.
Good.
The Huragok sacks swelled, and it rose a little higher.
Soon, come, peace.
The energy core was fading now, and the little alien with it. Lighter Than Some angled its snout toward the towers. The associated intelligence inside was amazingly efficient. It had only taken half a cycle to learn how to speak. The Huragok sacks quivered with excitement. There were so many questions it wanted to ask, but it knew it only had time for one before the energy core was sapped.
Want me fix?
Lighter Than Some gestured toward the towers.
No.
Loki's fragment quickly verified its sabotage of Sif.
Nothing worth save.
Then the energy core sputtered out, and the data center plunged into darkness.